Chinese President Xi Jinping has spoken highly of the cooperation between China and Colombia in the fight against COVID-19. He made remarks when delivering a video speech to the Colombian people at the invitation of President Iván Duque as the third batch of COVID-19 vaccines provided by China arrive in the Latin American country.
In the face of the unexpected novel coronavirus outbreak, the two countries have been working in solidarity and helping each other overcome difficulties and actively carry out anti-pandemic cooperation. Not long ago, the two batches of Chinese vaccine doses purchased by Colombia have arrived. Today, another batch of vaccine doses has arrived to bolster Colombia's national COVID-19 vaccination program.
Xi Jinping also calls on the government and people of China and Colombia to strengthen bilateral cooperation to elevate their relationship to a new level and bring more benefits to the people of both sides. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said it's unwise for the United States to impose sanctions on Russia and China. Lavrov made the comments during a media interview. A Russian diplomat will visit China on Monday and Tuesday. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi will hold talks with him, and they are expected to discuss bilateral ties, the recent high-level exchanges, and international and regional issues of common concern. A Chinese official says nearly 75 million COVID-19 vaccines have been administered across China as of midnight Sunday. National Health Commission spokesperson Mi Feng says although the pandemic prevention and control situation has been generally stable and under control, it's still not a time to slacken anti-pandemic efforts.
We must ensure that containment measures must be more precise, targeted, and effective. After there were 31 consecutive days with no local cases, there was a report of one confirmed case in Shanxi province on March 18th. That has warned us that we should still not ease up and must ensure that there are no rebounds on the bigger scale after identifying any cases.
A shipment of Chinese-provided COVID-19 vaccine has arrived in Benin. The Benin health minister thanked the Chinese government for offering the urgently needed provisions at a crucial time. He also said the handover of the vaccine was a milestone in the friendship between the two countries. The Hong Kong chief executive says the full support of the central authorities will bring the development of the city to a higher level. Carrie Lam made remarks at the Hong Kong session of this year's China Development Forum held online. She says the support given by the central authorities to Hong Kong is embedded in a plan for national economic and social development from this year to 2025 has further boosted her confidence. The plan reaffirms support for the city to enhance its status as an international financial center and also recognizes its strength in innovation and technology development. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has made his first trip to Afghanistan amid questions about how long American troops will remain in the country. Austin met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and other senior Afghan officials in Kabul yesterday. He says they are focused on doing everything necessary to bring a responsible and negotiated end to the conflict in Afghanistan. Chinese archaeologists are working meticulously at the number 3 pit of the legendary Sanxing Dui ruins. Located in Guanghan City, Sichuan Province, the ruins covering an area of 12 square kilometers are believed to be the remnants of the Shu Kingdom, dating back some 4,800 years.